Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together.
Hi, friends. I am back and I'm actually really thankful that you're here too. Whether you're back and listening to another episode of the Thrive Through Cancer podcast, or perhaps this is your first one, welcome. I'm really glad you're here and I think you're going to learn a lot from today's episode. It's all about one of the most essential things to our health, second to oxygen. It's about water. And I get this question all the time. What kind of water should we drink? This is something that I'm sure you've thought as you walk through the water aisle at a grocery store or even a gas station on a road trip. And you're like, there are 74 options of different types of water. What do I choose? And we generally just go with the brand that we know tastes the best to us, or maybe is the least expensive. But what about the water you're drinking every single day in your home? What about the water that you're showering with? What about the water that your kids are soaking in a bath? Like, these are all things that we need to consider when we consider what is the best water to consume. So before we get started, I want to remind you that you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well, and ultimately you can thrive through cancer. So let's talk about water. Only oxygen is more essential than water in sustaining the life of all living organisms. Human beings can only live for several weeks without food, right? And sometimes more longer than that, but we can only live for a few days without water. The daily cleansing of waste from each cell, purifying of our blood, are both dependent on water consumption, let alone the hydration that every cell in our body needs. The quality of our tissues, their performance, and their resistance to disease and injury are linked to the quality and quantity of the water we drink. So again, it is only second to oxygen as being essential. Now, the problem is that the wrong kind of water can pollute, it can clog up, ultimately it can hinder healthy vitality, it can hinder our day-to-day life. And so what's the right kind of water? Well, before we talk about that, I first want to address a comment that I receive often, and I want to acknowledge it with sensitivity and with compassion, but I get this all the time. But Susan, we're in one of the only countries in the world that has access to clean water at our fingertips. You know, we don't risk death by consuming dirty water. And that comes up. I'm sure you thought of it. I thought of it. But here's the thing. That statement is true and false. Yes, we are so thankful and blessed to have access to water that upon drinking doesn't instantly cause mortality. However, we are also one of the unhealthiest nations due to toxic chemicals in our environment and our food supply. And yeah, you guessed it, in our water. And this chemical soup poses a threat to our vitality as we continue to expose ourselves to it. And if you remember me saying just a few moments ago, how essential water is to our health and every cell in our body needs it, we should be drinking a lot of it a day. So we have to be careful with what we're drinking. You know, there are more than 75,000 chemical compounds used by industries and agriculture, with thousands more added every year. And many of these are unregulated. And this is in the United States. 80% of these chemicals have never been tested long-term for chronic toxicity. And it's actually estimated that 20 billion tons of chemicals, radioactive waste, and pollutants are introduced into the environment each year. And the belief, which is actually heavily based on research and testing, is that most of these toxic chemicals actually reach our water supply. You know, I'll never forget a few years back, I was attending a medical conference, and I remember them talking about how they were finding chemotherapy residue, antidepressants, and antibiotics in city drinking water. That seems problematic. I mean, that is a really scary thought. I don't know about you, but, you know, having a child with cancer, we were supposed to wear gloves every time we cut his chemo pills or every time we gave him his chemo pills and touched them. When he was wearing a diaper and he was still ill and we were giving him chemo, we had to change his diaper with gloves. Why is that? Because chemotherapy is a cytotoxic poison. And yes, can it help with cancer? Sure. But should we be touching it, let alone drinking it, if we don't have cancer? Probably not. So in the US, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, for those of you who aren't familiar with that is, they've evaluated and set standards of only a small percentage of more than 700 chemicals that are found, that they have found for sure, in our water supply. So with this information, I'm all about knowledge is power. This isn't fear-based. This isn't like go run and dig yourself a hole in the ground and live in a cave and drink water from the spring. That's not what I'm trying to tell you here. Knowledge is power. And I believe when we know better, we do better. So what water is best? Well, my opinion, which is heavily based on research, and is the I share this opinion with a lot of our top medical professors, scientists around the world, is distilled water. So what is distilled water? Well, here's the thing. It's actually just water, which has been heated to the boiling point so that impurities are separated from the water, which itself becomes a vapor or steam. It's then condensed back into pure liquid form. Okay. So the impurities remain in the residue, which is then discarded. Distilled water contains no solids, minerals, trace elements, and has no taste. It's the only form of water purification that removes all debris, bacteria, and other contaminants like the ones that we mentioned before. You know, what's really cool is God totally knew what he was doing. I mean, obviously, that seems like a silly statement, but distilled water duplicates nature's hydrologic cycle. So distilled water duplicates nature's system, essentially. So listen, the sun's heat vaporizes the water and draws it from the Earth's surface into the atmosphere. The impurities remain. As the vapor cools, it falls back to the earth as rain, snow, and other precipitation. And then as it leaves the clouds, the precipitation is pure. But as it makes its ascent to earth, it of course picks up various forms of pollutants that are found in the air. And then when it reaches the ground, of course, the water continues to pick up contaminants on its way back to the various bodies of water on earth. You know, why do you think labs use distilled water? It's recommended for infants to drink. It's used in the making of pharmaceuticals, and it's even used in making cosmetics. It's not just because it's cool or the cheapest. It's because it is the purest. So I want to go over with you some fun facts and some questions that should help bring clarity to this topic. And don't worry, I'll provide answers to those questions as well. But when we talk about facts about distilled water, these are some of the kind of the comments or the questions that I receive on a regular basis. So distilled water is the only type of water which meets the definition of water, H2O, hydrogen plus oxygen. So I want you to think about that for a minute. Many people say, oh, but we need minerals in our water. And I'm going to get to that. So just hang with me. But H2O means hydrogen plus oxygen. It's not H2O plus ZN plus CA plus PO. It is literally should be hydrogen plus oxygen. That is it. And that's what distilled water is. It's perfectly natural water. It's odorless, colorless, and tasteless, as water should be. It's free of virtually all inorganic minerals, including salt. It's the only natural solvent that could be taken into the body without damaging the tissues. Did you hear what I just said? It's a natural solvent. So it acts as a solvent in the body by dissolving nutrients so that they can be assimilated and taken into every cell. It dissolves cell wastes so that toxins can be removed. It dissolves inorganic mineral substances lodged in the tissues of the body so that the substances can then be eliminated. It does not leach organic minerals, but it does collect and remove toxic inorganic minerals, which have been rejected by the cells because they're not natural. The body cannot digest them. It is indeed the most ideal and beneficial water for all humans and also for animals. My husband laughs at me when I feel, you know, now that we live on 40 acres and have livestock and pets, and I'm feeling I'm not feeling the horse's water trough with distilled water, but I am putting the cat and dog water is distilled. He's like, are you kidding me right now? But it is, it's the best. It's the cleanest. It leaves no residue of any kind in the body. It is the most perfect water for healthy functioning of those things like, oh, kidneys. That is so, so important. It's the perfect liquid for the blood. It's the ideal liquid for efficient functioning of the lungs, stomach, liver, and all of our vital organs. It's actually universally accepted as the standard for biomedical applications. I mean, that's what I said earlier. It's used in labs. This is distilled water is the only acceptable water source when you're walking into a chemistry lab. Or you're walking into a pharmaceutical company they're making the pharmaceuticals in the lab or doing any sort of testing. They only use distilled water because it is the purest water. There's absolutely no contaminants in the water or, like I said, inorganic minerals. It's so pure that all drug prescriptions are formulated with distilled water. It's fresh, clean, and pleasing to the palate. I will say that. Oh my gosh, I am such a water snob. I love water. I drink at least 100 ounces a day, easily. I just have always loved water. It's easy for me to drink. It's so healthy. I feel so much better. But let me tell you, I am such a water snob. Like, for example, Arrowhead water to me tastes like dirt. I think it tastes just like you were at a hotel in LA and they bottled it up and then put it in, said, here's purified water. But the beautiful thing about distilled water is it is probably the most delicious, fresh tasting water. At our last house, we just moved. And so we're in a new state and in a new home, like I said, on property. And we haven't had our whole house filter put in and our distiller put in yet. So we're drinking bottled distilled water in 5 gallon bottles. But before we had moved, we had our filters in and we had friends that would come to our house just to fill their giant bottles of water to keep them at their house because that's how good our water tastes. So do not be fooled. It is the best tasting water. It makes foods and drinks prepared with it taste noticeably better. I love using it with my sourdough. Oh my gosh, I think it helps a ton. And ultimately, it is the only pure water left on our polluted planet. So those are some really helpful tips at understanding, okay, what is it? What does it do? What's it about? But let me jump into some questions and answers with you. And these are questions that my team and I get on a regular basis. And we try to field the best we can. But of course, as you can imagine, we cannot answer most or every single email that comes through and asking specific questions, which is one of the reasons I created this podcast. But here's some of the questions that we get, and I wanted to help answer them and, again, bring clarity to this topic. So are there any minerals missing from distilled water that my body needs? This is probably the most common misunderstanding. In fact, I did a post on Instagram recently and I had somebody say, this is dangerous information. And if you don't drink normal water, you're going to be missing and deficient in minerals. And that's actually the furthest from the truth. It's important to understand there's two types of minerals. There's organic and inorganic minerals. And the organic minerals are actually what our body uses and absorbs through food. But inorganic minerals, which are the minerals found in water, our body does not know what to do with and ends up storing in our kidneys, sometimes causing stones, our gallbladder, our organs, our tissues. And so there are two sources of minerals, like I said. And our bodies cannot assimilate the minerals that come from an inorganic source, which is what we drink in tap water. So we receive the minerals that we use and assimilate from organic sources, such as the food we eat. And yeah, if you're eating McDonald's every day, then you're not getting enough minerals. So you should be supplementing. But hopefully you're eating well. You're learning through this podcast. You're learning through my website, through social media, ways that you can improve your health and so that you are getting plenty of minerals for your food. But distillation removes the minerals out of the water before they can enter the body's system. And distilled water may also remove mineral deposits that are already there. Because remember, when you're drinking water with minerals in it, they're inorganic minerals that your body does not know what to do with. So it deposits them and hides them in tissue. And that over time can cause disease. The minerals our bodies depend on are absorbed and remain in the tissues. Therefore, the safest course of action would seem to be to use a system such as a distiller, right? It takes all the contaminants out. So here's another question. But I heard that distilled water leaches minerals from my body. Well, distilled water is, as we've already talked about, the purest form of water, the universal solvent. That's what we like to call it. Pure water actually absorbs and discarded mineral. It absorbs the discarded minerals. And with the assistance of the blood and lymph, mostly water, it transports them to the kidneys for elimination. So again, distilled water is so much more than just hydration. It's a solvent. It's helping your body rid of the things that are causing harm. So the expression that distilled water leaches minerals from the body is truly inaccurate. I mean, it does not leach out usable minerals. It just collects and removes the minerals which have been rejected by the cells and the tissues, which again, if they're not evacuated, if they don't leave, it can cause major issues and body damage. So I kind of already answered this question. Does distilled water taste funny or flat? That's a question we get often. No, as I told you already, it's seriously the most delicious, fresh tasting water ever. Another question we get often is, are distillers expensive to operate? The distillers, and the one that we use in particular, use about 12 cents of electricity for each liter of water that's distilled. So you're probably going to find that it's a fraction of the cost of buying water at the store or having it delivered, and is guaranteed to be the purest water all the time. So I can attest to this. One of the things is, yes, when you get a distiller and you purchase the system and you get it installed, it is an upfront cost like any water filter. But once it's installed, you don't reinstall it. You need to change the filters once in a while. That's very, very inexpensive. And you are using far less energy than, you know, purchasing plastic water bottles, or like we're doing right now, having water delivery to our home. That's costly. And the distillers range anywhere from $700 for a countertop distiller to a few thousand dollars if you have a whole house, a whole kitchen distiller put in, which is what we're going to do in the next couple of weeks. So I will explain at the end of this podcast kind of the steps to go through as far as what you need and, you know, where to go. But again, it is not a costly endeavor, but I also firmly believe that my health and my family's health depends on it. And those are the things we're willing to invest in. So do some contaminants carry over with the steam and the distillation process? Some contaminants that have boiling points lower than that of water could carry over. But this is why distillers are equipped with a safety feature. And it's a volatile glass vent. It's kind of like a design feature that removes basically these contaminants. So for even further protection, each distiller is also equipped with a carbon post filter. So that just provides you to make sure your water is distilled and it's 99% or higher, removing all contaminants. So another question I get is, well, can I just boil my water? Is that distilled? That's not distilled because you're not actually you're boiling the water, but what are you doing with the residue of the vapors? It's not leaving the water. So distilled water is different than boiling. Please understand that. It is a different thing. And then lastly, and this is a popular question that I get, is what are other uses of distilled water? Because most people have heard, like I have a blog post all about nebulizing for your health. And we talk about making sure you're using distilled water when you nebulize. But cooking, you want chlorine-free, fluoride-free soups and vegetables, right? So I cook with our distilled water. I have a pot of bone broth going right now with distilled water. baby formulas. That's important, right? Like I said, boiling tap water, it kills bacteria, but it doesn't remove the contaminants. And so that's the biggest difference between boiling and distilled is you can kill bacteria and parasites, and that's what they do in a lot of third world countries, but you have to distill it to remove the contaminants. And so baby formulas, this is the best way to use distilled water, of course, or I'm sorry, use distilled water for baby formula. Another use, of course, is beverages. My coffee, tea, and juices, you will notice a taste difference, I promise. One of the things that I think is really important to understand is that low sodium diets, that is can be a very harmful way to eat if you're not doing it in an educated way, if you're not getting the right type of sea salt and Himalayan salt in your diet. But understand that 99.9% of sodium is removed in the distillation process. So if you've been told to go on a low sodium diet, drinking distilled water is going to tremendously help, because not only is it going to go in as a solvent and help purify your body and get rid of any of the sodium in there, but it's going to actually help rebalance your body. And then making sure, of course, you are adding Himalayan salt or sea salt to your food. Ice cubes. Dude. Okay. Now I'm talking like my 13-year-old. Bruh. That's not okay. I shouldn't address you guys like that. In fact, I'm sure my assistant right now is listening to this and she's like, did you just call your podcast audience dude or bruh? But here's the thing, ice cubes. Can we talk about that for a second? As a water snob, I will not get ice cubes at restaurants or anywhere because I can tell the difference in the ice cube. For some reason, the ice cube tastes way worse than just the water. And so there is a huge difference. And when you're making drinks and you're making, you know, smoothies, using distilled water is key to not change the taste, even with ice cubes. Complexion care. This is a big one. Tap water impurities clog skin pores. So feel the difference when you're using distilled water. You're not clogging your pores with contaminants that are unnecessary. Contact lenses. So you can clean your contact lenses with distilled water. This is funny to me. This is a list that I was putting together as, you know, I was doing some research. And one of the things it said is aquariums, that fish thrive in a chlorine-free tank. And distilled water is best for fish. So for those of you fish lovers out there, there you go. This is a big one. Many of you who use essential oils, you've known that you're supposed to put distilled water in your diffusers, but that's also true for humidifiers. And the reason being is when you put distilled water in humidifiers and diffusers, it eliminates the white dust, which is that mineral salt, and it takes away any concern for rust. It also can help stop any type of mold or mildew growth in humidifiers or diffusers. Steam irons, this helps eliminate the scaling of steam iron vents, and so they'll operate more efficiently. And then kettles, using, of course, distilled water in your kettle will stop it from having that salt scaling or even rust. And then there was a few other random ones that I thought were interesting, and some of you might appreciate it. Photography, apparently distilled water is perfect for development. I didn't know that. And then wet cell batteries. I guess batteries last long with distilled water. Who knew? So all that to say, distilled water is the purest water. It is the only water on the planet that removes 99.9% of contaminants. And you can get your minerals from food. Get your minerals from plants. That's organic minerals that your body can use. The minerals in your water are inorganic minerals that cause congestion in your cells. So I hope that this helps bring clarity. And before we go, I want to give you kind of the steps on where to go from here. So we're going to put in the show notes a couple links. And I'm going to tell you exactly what we're doing. And you can take this or leave it and follow kind of the links that I'll put below so that you can look into it and talk to people who are experts in the filtration systems. But what we're doing at our home, and granted, we are in a pretty large home, and we're on property. So what we're doing will look a little different for you. But we are having our favorite water filter system, our favorite whole house water filter system is called Aquasana. And we'll put that link below. Unfortunately, I don't have a discount code or anything like that for you, but they often have sales. So we are getting our whole house water filter put in at the end of this year. of 2022 when I'm recording this podcast. And that will be in the home for all of our showers, our sinks, because again, as I opened this podcast with, not only do you need to be careful and concerned with what water you're putting in your body and drinking, but also what goes on your skin. What you put on your skin is absorbed immediately into your lymphatic system. And we just talked about how distilled water is great for skincare. Well, what water is coming out of your sinks and your showers? I don't recommend that you necessarily put in a whole house distiller. I think that could be pretty costly. So what we're doing is a whole house filter by Aquasana so that our shower and our bath and our sinks that we're not drinking out of are all still filtered. And then in the kitchen, we are putting a kitchen filter. So it'll be a filter that'll be in our mechanics room of the home. And so that every tap in the kitchen will be distilled. So any kitchen tap that we have two sinks in our kitchen, or so two different taps, those will both be distilled. So it'll just be a process of us using, you know, we drink out of the kitchen water, but we can shower and all of that with the whole house filter. So is that the most perfect solution? No, because if you talk to any expert, they would say, well, everything should be distilled. Your shower should be distilled, but we're just not at the place right now where we have the capacity to, with a big home like this, to put in all of these distillers throughout the house. So rather, we're going to have our whole house Aquasana and then the distiller in the kitchen. Another question that comes up, and I want to address this, is, well, do you need both? And we do. We're on well water here. And so we have to have a filter, whole house filter, and then the distiller. The distiller will operate far better. And the notion, and basically what I understand is that is actually the case for anybody, even if you're on city water, is if you put in a whole house filter like Aquasana, then put in your distiller will run more efficiently. You won't have to clean the filters as often. And then, of course, again, you don't want to just be drinking distilled. You want to also have clean water to bathe in. And Aquasana is a really great high-quality water filter. And although it's not distilled, remember, it is removing a lot of impurities from your water. So that's kind of the process that we're doing. But I will link Aquasana, and then Pure Water is the brand of distiller, and that will be linked below. And I do have a discount code for Pure Water if you use the link below. So you can use that link to shop around and then call them. They have great customer service and can help answer any questions that you have. They've been really helpful for us as we've been spending a couple months trying to figure this whole process out at our new house, being on a well. It's far different than how we were living before. So all that to say, I really pray that this information just brought you education and helped you feel informed. I don't want you to feel panicked or fear. That is never my intention. My intention is when we know better, we do better. And with these types of things, understanding and educating ourselves, we can make change and do better. And so I hope you enjoyed it. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you have any ideas or suggestions of future episodes, you can go to my website at seasonjohnson.com. And in the podcast section, you'll be able to listen to any and all of our podcasts we've ever done, as well as leave some comments. So I hope you have a beautiful day, and we'll talk soon.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love reading your reviews. Thank you so much for taking the time to, first of all, trust me in this space, to be able to allow me to even virtually be a little bit of a part of your life and your healing journey. I wanted to share today a review from Central Oregon Mom. She said, "Season is, well, seasoned in the realm of educating and supporting others so they may thrive while experiencing cancer, but even just thriving while living regular life. I'm thrilled she's got a podcast now. The information and her passion for sharing this work is necessary and palpable." Thank you so much, Central Oregon Mom, for taking those precious moments to give us a 5-star review and to leave your thoughts. That really means a lot, and it allows us to get this message out to more people.